This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tonight, the deadly heat wave continues across much of the country, causing dangerous conditions for more than 100 million Americans. And in the Northeast, thousands of residents begin cleanup after historic flooding. Here are tonight's headlines. The West and South are baking under triple-digit temperatures with no end in sight.
It's hotter and hotter every summertime.
And as Vermont and New York begin to assess the damage from massive floods, the area is also bracing for more rain.
You're still pumping water out days after.
Yes.
Multiple passengers and flight attendants injured after a flight to Florida hit severe turbulence.
She flew up in the air. Like Matrix is the only way I can think to describe it.
Three people are dead, 14 others seriously hurt after a crash involving a Greyhound bus. It was I-70 near St. Louis.
President Biden capped the two-day NATO summit by emphasizing the military alliance's united front in rallying around Ukraine.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken.
Hundreds of military nominations hang in the balance, held up by one senator protesting abortion access.
How long are you willing to keep this hold on?
Until we get some kind of vote on the floor or we change it back.
Our series, Age of AI, How Artificial Intelligence is Helping ALS Patients Preserve a Key Piece of Their Identity.
The fact that I can sound kind of like me is a true gift to me and my family.
And the James Webb Space Telescope celebrates 1 year of exploration with a picture-perfect birthday. Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. We begin with dangerous warnings as a heat dome blankets much of the nation with more extreme weather on the way. More than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts with triple-digit feel-like temperatures in 16 states. The most brutal conditions are in the South and West, with Arizona the hotspot for record-breaking heat approaching 120 degrees. Even for a state that's used to high temps, the ongoing stretch of scorching heat is posing a serious health risk. The National Weather Service says heat is the top weather-related killer each year. And in the Northeast, Vermont remains in a state of emergency with officials just beginning to assess the damage from those historic floods. More storms are forecast across the region, including for areas that have already seen 2 months of rain in just 2 days. We have coast-to-coast coverage, starting off with CBS's Omar Villafranca in Phoenix. Good evening, Omar.
Good evening. For 13 straight days, the temperatures here in the Phoenix area have hit at least 110 degrees. The record is 18 straight days. That was set in 1974. And that record is in jeopardy after another day of triple digits.
As searing heat continues to cook the Phoenix area, the Salvation Army Respite Center offers a break from the baking temperatures. The cooling center is one of more than 200 in the Phoenix area where people can rest in the AC, take a cool shower, or grab a cold water. David Hondula is the city of Phoenix's so-called heat czar.
How quick can you go and get heat exhaustion?
It can happen very quickly. Even just a half hour in this heat can really change how our body's feeling, how we're performing.
Warning signs of heat stroke include dizziness, nausea, and confusion. Southern California will share the misery starting Friday, as temperatures are forecasted to hit up to 113 degrees over LA County. While parts of the West cope with heat, swaths of the Northeast are disaster zones after heavy rain and catastrophic flooding. Meg Oliver is in Vermont.
Here in Barrie, Vermont, the storm ravaged this town. The force of the floods lifted up that pickup truck and sent these vehicles crashing into the cracked concrete.
5 feet floodwaters wiped out Joellen and Brian Calderaro's basement, destroying the few remaining keepsakes of her parents.
How are you dealing with that?
Not well.
What was part of it?
I lost my father at 11, and when our house flooded in 2011, I lost the stuff from my childhood with him.
Yeah.
So this flood, I'm losing the stuff from my mom.
Just north in the state capital of Montpelier, floodwaters have receded, but some areas of town are still soaked.
Back in the Valley of the Sun, the hottest commodity is cold water, and shelters are stocking up for the summer.
To give you an idea how hot it gets, the coolest part of the day is typically right before the sun rises. Well, the temperatures at that time are already in the 90s, and the excessive heat warning is in place until at least next week. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you for being there for us. Well, to explain the worsening heat and the continued threats of flooding, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. We're in the middle of a very intense, wide-ranging heat wave with advisories across more than a dozen states. High pressure is baking us right now. It becomes more intense even as we go into the weekend, as this high pressure dome just stays right on top of us with the jet stream that's gone well to the north. Some of the temperatures, truly incredible. The most intense part of the heat for you in Phoenix will probably be Saturday at 119 degrees. That'll be the first time we've hit 119 in a decade. We've had 13 straight days of 110 degrees or more. And with this forecast, we're likely to break a record and make it three straight weeks above 110 degrees in Phoenix. We've never done that before. Now, on the opposite side of the country, it's cool and it is wet. Heavy rain returns for us going into the weekend, Nora. You can see chances for flooding remain across the New England states, which means rivers are likely to rise once again.
Mike Bettis, thank you. Now to some breaking news. Severe turbulence has left several passengers and crew members injured aboard an Allegiant Air flight from North Carolina to Florida. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the late breaking details.
It was a frightening scene this afternoon for passengers and crew on Allegiant 227. The flight from Asheville to St. Petersburg, Clearwater, was in descent. When per flight aware, the plane dropped more than 4,000 feet in less than a minute.
Allegiant 227, we have
two passengers and two flight attendants were taken to the hospital. 179 passengers and six crew were on board. One passenger told our Tampa affiliate she saw a flight attendant being thrown around the cabin.
All of a sudden, then we hit a major turbulence where literally she flew up in the air like Matrix is the only way I can think to describe it.
This is at least the third incident in recent months involving serious injuries.
And tonight, the airline tells us it will be investigating this incident in coordination with the NTSB and the FAA. Nora?
That is some scary turbulence. Manny Borges, thank you. Three people were killed and more than a dozen others injured in a horrific Greyhound bus crash overnight in southern Illinois. Alexis Zotos from our CBS affiliate KMOV reports 14 passengers were transported to area hospitals.
It was just before 2 a.m. when Illinois State Police say a Greyhound bus traveling from Indianapolis to St. Louis crashed into three tractor trailers parked along a highway exit to a rest area. Images showed the bus's entire right side ripped open.
In front of me was a man stuck between the seats, like his whole body was folded.
At least three people were killed, 14 others seriously injured, including the bus driver. Four had to be evacuated by helicopter. The scene so bad, all westbound lanes of the highway were closed for several hours.
I woke up in the air. When my brain registered what I was doing, I was floating.
David Cherno had been asleep inside his truck for hours when the bus slammed into it. He immediately got out and started helping.
I got five people out through the window. I ran to my truck and got the fire extinguisher, and I put the fire out. And then I got the last pregnant lady out the window with one of the other guys that had climbed out earlier.
The NTSB is now investigating this deadly accident. Right now, we know that in Illinois, it is actually illegal for trucks to park on an exit ramp. But many drivers do, as it's difficult to find overnight parking. Nora.
Alexis Zotos, thank you. Turning overseas to the NATO summit in Lithuania, President Biden met with Ukraine's President Zelensky as the U.S. and other world leaders promised long-term military assistance in the country's war against Russia. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports the president said NATO is stronger and more united than ever.
President Biden told a roaring crowd in Lithuania that NATO's commitment to Ukraine will not weaken.
We will not waver.
And he assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that military and financial aid would continue.
But I promise you, the United States is doing everything we can to get you what you need.
But NATO has not provided a timeline for when Ukraine would become a member, which Zelensky called absurd in an angry tweet Tuesday. After National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the American people deserve gratitude, Zelensky's tone seemed to shift.
You gave us huge support. I want to thank to all Americans.
Traveling to Finland, President Biden was asked how long Ukraine would have to wait for membership.
I think the civil war is over. Whether or not he's in NATO now is not relevant as long as he has the commitment.
And he does. The G7 today announcing new long-term security guarantees, including modern military equipment, training for Ukrainian forces, and intelligence sharing. Tonight, Russia is warning the U.S. after its decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine, a controversial weapon banned by most of the world. The defense minister telling reporters they have cluster bombs for all occasions. Here in Finland, which just became a NATO member back in April, the border with Russia stretches over 800 miles. President Biden will continue to rally support for Ukraine, meeting tomorrow with the leaders of four Nordic nations, including Sweden, which is also on track to join the alliance. Nora?
Weijia Jiang, thank you. President Biden is celebrating some good economic news back here at home, with inflation falling to its lowest annual rate in more than 2 years. The Labor Department reports the consumer price index sank to 3% in June. That's down from a 40-year high of 9.1% last summer. The Federal Reserve is expected to continue to raise interest rates until reaching its target of 2% inflation. Now to an issue the Secretary of Defense calls the irresponsible and unprecedented hold on Pentagon appointments that poses a, quote, clear risk to U.S. military readiness. Alabama's Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has placed a months-long blockade on military promotions and has been in the news lately for his comments about white nationalism. CBS's David Martin spoke with the senator today.
An object. Object. And without object.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama objects every time Democrats try to approve promotions for generals and admirals. In parliamentary terms, it's called a hold, and it's caused a backup of more than 250 military nominations.
What would it take for you to lift your hold on all these nominations?
All they need to do is change it back to where it was.
Tuberville is demanding that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rescind this memo, authorizing paid leave and transportation costs for service members to travel to states where abortion is legal. Otherwise, Tuberville will keep his hold on promotions to major commands around the world, as well as the heads of the armed services.
Aren't you dragging the military into politics?
I want to keep politics out of the military. It is ruining our military.
Defense Secretary Austin says Tuberville's hold harms America's national security and calls it irresponsible. And at least one veterans organization agrees.
One lone senator, Tommy Tuberville, who never served in uniform himself, has held hostage hundreds of military assignments just to force his MAGA social agenda on women in the ranks.
Even fellow Republicans like Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have criticized Tuberville's tactics and called recent remarks he made about white nationalists unacceptable.
Do you believe they should allow white nationalists in the military?
Well, they call them that. I call them Americans.
Remarks he now disavows.
I'm totally against white nationalism. I'm totally against it. It's racist, okay? We don't need that in the military.
So white nationalists are unfit for service in
the
U.S.
military?
They should
not be in our military. Yes, sir.
So at least the defense secretary and the senator agree on one thing. But if Tuberville continues his hold on military promotions, there could be a backlog of 650 generals and admirals by the end of the year. Nora?
Not to mention the effect on military families. David Martin with that important story. Thank you. Well, now to our continuing series, The Age of AI. About 5,000 people a year in the U.S. are diagnosed with ALS. That's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And the deadly disease affects the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose their ability to move and speak. CBS's chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, shows us how artificial intelligence is helping patients preserve their voices.
Hi, my name is Brian, and this is my story of living with ALS.
46-year-old Brian Johnson talks to the world about his journey with ALS through TikToks, making the videos with his family and caregivers. He began recording them when he was still able to speak on his own.
I'm married for almost 18 years. I have five kids.
But nothing that is taken away makes me upset. I was losing my ability to speak.
But with the help of artificial intelligence, Johnson has been able to keep his ability to speak through a process called voice preservation.
Imagine having no way to communicate your wants or needs or your love. Voice preservation gives that back to us. This, in many ways, saved my life.
Can you understand me okay?
CBS News first covered voice preservation 7 years ago, as ALS patients at Boston Children's Hospital recorded their voices for playback later when they lost their ability to speak. Since then, the technology has only improved.
In what way has AI impacted voice preservation?
It's allowing people to have to record fewer messages. The quality is far superior to what we were able to do in the early days.
We spoke with Johnson and his wife Christy through Zoom, allowing him to have some of the questions in advance since he has to type out all his answers in real time. The camera on his device tracks his eye movements so they function like a cursor.
What do you think of that technology?
I am amazed by it. The fact that I can sound kind of like me is a true gift to me and my family.
To me, he's there. His voice is there. It's totally life-changing.
Voice preservation can cost more than $1,000, but there are nonprofits that can help.
I promise to learn to love you more beautifully each day.
On their 20th wedding anniversary, Johnson used the technology to repeat his wedding vows, continuing to communicate his love for her and for life. Dr. John LaPook, CBS News, New York.
Giving people hope. Out of this story, two firefighters are shot in a mysterious attack. We've got the details next.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, the coldest case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Now to some breaking news here in D.C. Officials are trying to find a hit-and-run driver they say was responsible for a deadly crash today near the White House. Secret Service officers tried to stop a car with an expired registration when the driver took off, went through a red light, and hit several people in a crosswalk. A 75-year-old man later died at the hospital. A 13-year-old girl was also injured. Tonight, police are looking for the person who shot two firefighters inside their firehouse in Birmingham, Alabama. Both are in the hospital in serious condition. Police think it could have been a targeted attack, though they haven't determined the motive. Investigators say the fire engine bay door was open and the firefighters had just started their morning shift. A historic labor dispute could be just hours away. We've got the details from Hollywood next. The union that represents about 160,000 actors and other performers is set to strike at midnight if they can't work out a last-minute agreement with the major studios. Both sides met today with a federal mediator. One of the main sticking points is better residuals on streaming services. 11,000 union writers have been on strike for more than 2 months. Here's a fun fact. The last time actors and writers were on strike at the same time was 1960. When an actor named Ronald Reagan was president of the Screen Actors Guild. Happy birthday to the James Webb Space Telescope. NASA marks the day with a new out-of-this-world image. You have to see to believe. That's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally tonight, NASA is celebrating the first full year of the James Webb Space Telescope with a breathtaking new image of stars at the moment of their birth. This cloud complex is located some 390 light years from Earth and contains about 50 stars, each with the mass of the sun. In a statement, NASA said in just 1 year, the telescope has delivered on its promise of revealing secrets of the universe like it's never been seen before. Just breathtaking. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.